said that when I came back in from one of the breaks, I snapped on one. You know, you only snap on two and four. So I snapped on one. He thought I was going to keep going and do one and three, but he said it was one and then four. So apparently I came in early. So for all the jazz buffs, music lovers in the audience, this is consider this a formal apology. we have our real board op. This is our real board operator sitting in the room today. We have Patrick.
Yeah, we got the new guy.
He was out for a week. He was out for a week because of the birth of his daughter.
Sure, he's got a new baby.
Who is now 8 months younger than Moxie. So maybe if this show goes on long enough, Elizabeth Ann and Moxie will be in the other room playing. While we're, maybe we'll put them right in this
fun.
Room.
Yeah,
playing.
We'll put them right in here.
They're squealing. Get that high end coming in. What are you doing holding the phone there?
I was waiting for Scotty's phone call, and he's just finally called.
Oh, okay.
But Scotty's on the phone. He doesn't know we're actually doing the show, so I'm holding it up so he can hear us chatting now so he'll understand when I don't speak to him.
Oh, I see. So it's Scotty. And we want to talk about Scotty got a letter. So you want to ask Donnie about this?
Sure, hold on.
Want to ask permission about this?
Can we talk about your letter?
See, what happened
Yes, absolutely. Scotty said absolutely.
Okay, good.
Thanks, Bob.
There was a barbecue show, right? What was that show?
Yeah, barbecue with Bobby Flay.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
I want to get...
And then said shut up.
I asked you a question, then said shut up when you answered it. That's precisely what the record will show happen.
You are the boss.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not why I'm the boss.
No, but I can
do that because I'm the boss. Shut up. I want to give out the number, 866-313-FREE. I promised myself that a solemn promise myself I'd give that out right away because we want phone callers today. 866, sometimes we don't want them. Sometimes we ask for phone callers and then essentially say, shut up. But today, we want phone call about anything. 866-313-FREE. F-R-E-E 3733 is what that means. 866-313-FREE or penradio at gmail.com. We want to talk to everybody today. That's penradio, P-E-N-N-R-A-D-I-O, gmail.com. Coming up this week, this is a hot week on the big show. Yes. First of all, tomorrow we have Chris Angel.
The magic man,
Chris Angel, and he doesn't know it because he doesn't listen to this show because he's not up yet. But I'm going to pounce on him like a puma. I'm going to ambush him.
Gonna get him.
Gonna pounce
Are
on
these
him.
Real powers.
As though I were
First
a white
question?
Tiger and he were Roy.
That's probably enough of that.
I'm going to lower his blood pressure in a non-traditional way.
Acupuncture.
Yeah. A puma. I'm going to jump on him. Wednesday is the next governor of Texas, Kinky Friedman, who has the greatest campaign slogan that's ever been used. His name is Kinky Friedman, and his campaign slogan is Friedman's just another word for nothing left to lose. And I want to talk about this because the polls, he's way up. He's like at 21 in the polls, and he could be the next governor of Texas. And he's got Willie behind him. He's got little Bobby Dylan behind him. That's going to be a huge show because Kinky Friedman is, well, you know, sometimes you have people who are really funny and clever, and sometimes you have real nuts. And I think Kinky is just nuttier. I'm trying to think of the words that you can say that are, I can say, appropriate FCC. Speaking of FCC, I'll ask Bob Corn Revere on Thursday how I could describe Kinky Friedman on the radio. I guess you could say outhouse rat. Is that what he's crazier than?
Outhouse rat. Crazier than an outhouse rat.
I think it's crazier than an outhouse rat. That's Kinky.
He's certainly in that category.
Sure. And then Bob Corn Revere, who used to work for the FCC. Boost.
Not at all crazy.
And not crazy at all. I mean, probably the sanest person we'll ever have in front of these microphones. So this week, we're going to answer Gmails with them. We're going to do all sorts of stuff. This week is amazing. Chris Angel, Kinky Friedman, Bob Corn Revere. Boom, 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 boom. And that's why we want to get on the phones today. 866-313-FREE, F-R-E-E, 3733. So, Godot.
Yes, mister.
Your barbecue show was on TV this weekend.
Barbecue with Bobby Flay. I was barbecuing for the big TV show.
With Bobby Flay?
Well, no, Bobby Flay didn't show. Barbecue and talk about Bobby Flay behind his back is what we called it.
So not a badly named show.
Yeah, well, he did the voiceover.
And you were on there to pimp your...
My big Lance Burton show, yeah.
The Lance Burton show, but also you're pimping your barbecue
My
covers,
barbecue
covers,
yes. BBQZoo.com.
BBQZoo.
Barbecue Zoo.
Godot won't be with us on this show
so
that long.
Sorry.
Because he is going to be so rich.
Oh, I thought you were going to fire me for doing my logo song.
No. No, no, I think you're just going to be filthy, filthy wealthy.
Well, filthy anyway.
Just so, so rich. He got the idea that why should barbecue covers be just plain black?
That's right.
Why couldn't you cover your barbecue with a cow?
There you go.
So you have a sweatshop where?
Yeah, yeah, in Bolivia.
You have a sweatshop in Bolivia?
They're relatives. They're relatives. Not quite a sweatshop, but, you know, Bolivians.
How much are you paying them an hour?
$100. I don't have any idea. I'm paying them per barbecue cover. I don't know how really long it takes them to make it.
Okay.
But it, you know, they don't, it's not like they feel like they have to make them or they are even excited about making them or they try to crank them out so they make more money. They make them when they want to. Which is sort of an issue I've had with them.
But that's, you know, that does bring up the issue of, you know, sweatshops around the world.
Yes, it does.
Usually the sweatshops that we consider to be at a horrible wage is a better wage than they get at other jobs. Right?
Yeah, right. I suspect that's true.
So I don't know. You're making these barbecue covers.
I have one
right up there.
You have one
yesterday,
outside.
Yesterday we had turkey burgers. They were cooked in the barbecue, and now I get to go.
UFOs and chili peppers and the U.S. flag. I have a U.S. flag one that looked a little...
Well, that'll be a big seller. A U.S. flag barbecue cover. You could sell that in all over the Middle East.
Exactly. People are looking for something to burn.
You need a Danish flag.
I had a Danish barbecue cover, I'd be rich today.
You know, burning the Danish flag is horrible. And I told you before, I told you yesterday, we were over here working on the Showtime show, Bullshot. Bullshout. Bullshoot. And I told you that it was going to be hard to do this show this morning because all I can think about is this this Muslim issue. And I don't want to just constantly rant about that. Although, boy, if a caller comes in, I sure will join in. But I'm showing, and this is something that people don't expect out of me, I'm showing some self-control because I am more upset about this. What upset me the most was the Bush administration coming out and saying that it was wrong for the Danish paper to do that. I mean, we are
didn't
the
we used
land
to stand for freedom? Didn't we used to?
I know. It's astonishing.
You
and also, this idea that you're supposed to have respect for all religions. You cannot have respect for all religions. If you have respect for Islam, you do not have respect for Christianity. They have two different saviors. They cannot coexist. And if you have a religion where you can't allow other people to do things, you cannot live in a free society. If the Amish said no one gets to use televisions or radio remotes, we could not have the Amish living in our
free society. We'd have to run them out of town.
And
yeah.
We can talk. You know, Amir called on Friday, you know, a Muslim. And we talked about the idea of whether there should be a caricature. It was a wonderful conversation. But the second your side does violence, you lose. In the marketplace of ideas, you cannot escalate to that. There's no hitting in the marketplace of ideas. And the other news, you know, Muslims today rioted. There's more rioting after they spotted a cloud that resembled Mohammed. Witnesses claiming it looked more like a ducky were killed and their bodies were dragged through the streets. Where does it stop? You know, if you have, now see
the ice
have,
cream cone thing in Europe. Did you see that?
Yeah, but
and Burger King.
Burger King pulled. This is all out of. We should say who we're ripping off here. There's an article on sensitivity now in the Chicago
Sun Times.
Chicago Sun Times. Great editorial written by who?
Mark Stein.
Mark Stein. Richard Dawkins sent it to me, and it's a great, great article. For those of you in Chicago or for those of you who have a computer, you should really read that, because all I'm going to do is just rip that off.
we're just gonna
rip that off, and it'd be much better for you to read the original work, I think.
He did some thinking.
He did a lot of thinking. I'm going to try to get my mind off the Muslim thing, because I'm just insane.
Want to go back to the barbecue stuff?
Oh, yeah, the barbecue stuff. There was something, right?
Yeah, sure. We actually, someone emailed to Scotty, and now that we have his permission, we can say this.
Yeah, we had that right on the air.
Yeah, I don't know how Scotty actually got it, since they were clearly mad at me.
But Scotty, you should explain that you had on the barbecue, you were grilling up sharks, right?
Yes, I was grilling shark.
Grilling shark for the barbecue and then Scotty, who's a juggler.
Another juggler, yeah.
Comedy
all jugglers
industries.
Are now, it's, you know, it's apparently like the Muslims. They're just attacking anyone that juggles. So I'm sorry, we're back on the Muslim thing.
I just
saw you on an episode of Barbecue with Bobby Flay. And again, this is sent to Scotty, I'm furious because I was on it, not Scotty. I'm not getting my credit for my work here. I have to say I was very unimpressed. And this is due to what you chose to cook. The fact that you cooked with shark is horrible. I cooked with shark, because shark was there hanging. Are you not aware what a tragedy that is? People like you that are helping decimate the shark populations. Well, there you go.
That's not the right use of the word decimate.
Well, you know, that's what they said. I'm reading the letter.
That's one of those words that bugs me. Decimate means to kill one-tenth.
They've lost respect for me because of this. They say they've lost respect for me because I cooked shark.
They've lost respect for Scotty.
For Scotty. Well, yeah, there you go. Jeez, Scotty, stop cooking with shark, man.
I didn't even know that shark were endangered. Are they?
Apparently, we're killing a lot of them. I don't know that I'm killing a lot of them. They're good.
We're going to need a bigger lime. 866-313-FREE, F-R-E-E, 3733. Wait till a call pops up and it strikes our attention. I know there are a few, but find a good one. Because
do you want to talk about the cartoons, or do you want to go to somewhere else?
Who wants to talk about the cartoons?
Well, it's Iguan on, okay. I don't know, they're typing over me.
Okay.
Iguan on line 12.
Okay, we could take that call.
We could probably
do that. I may blow up.
Ask how to pronounce his name.
Okay. How do you pronounce your name?
Hey, it's Iquan. It means Iquan. Brotherhood in Arabic, actually.
Iquan, good. Thank you.
Cool, man.
Iquan, thanks.
I just wanted to comment about the whole cartoon thing. I'm a Muslim American.
Sure.
I wanted to put emphasis on that American. And
sure.
I'm definitely against any type of violence in reaction to that cartoon. However, I just wanted to give reference as to why it might be so offensive. If someone were to have a picture of Jesus Christ with his pants down front of a little boy, you know, or, you know, now this one people might be, you know, maybe may not agree with, but let's say Abraham or a Jewish prophet with a knife around the neck of a young Palestinian boy, for instance, there would be an uproar. I remember back when Sinead O'Connor ripped up the picture in front of the Pope, I believe, ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live. I think that there was FCC fines for NBC of somewhere in the range of $2 million or something.
No, so, I don't think there were fines from the FCC about that. There were not fines, and they certainly weren't $2 million, because the highest fines ever imposed were the Super Bowl fines, and those were hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Janet Jackson thing. But your point is still being made. Go on. I just want to make sure that is corrected. But go on.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. No, I just wanted to put it into that context as to why it would be so offensive. And in America, here, all over the world, actually, there would be an uproar, especially by the Catholic administration, if they were to have that picture of Jesus Christ there. So in that sense, I can see why it would be offensive. How we deal with it as Muslim Americans, that is really something we have to figure out.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The Muslim Americans have been very cool on this. We're not getting any rioting here, so it made me feel a lot better about that. But, you know, your point is exactly taken. We've had a television program on what I'm calling Bullshot on Showtime, that we did a thing on the Mother Teresa. And it is true that the Catholic League came out really heavy against us and didn't want that shown again and did all sorts of stuff. But the Catholic League, who I'm not fond of, I can't remember the guy's name, and that's good. Donahue, right?
Yeah. It's not Phil Donahue.
He's an
absolute. Some other Donahue.
Yeah, some other Donahue. He's an absolute fool. He's a really, really bad guy, and I don't like him. But he did not at any time resort to violence, and I think that's where the line is drawn. One of the things, and you should pick up this the Chicago Sun.
Sometimes
article, because it really does make the point very clearly that once there's any violence involved at all, there no longer is a dialogue. It changes everything. You and I talking like this on the phone is one thing, but as soon as you're burning stuff, and I think burning a flag is fine. That's symbolic, and I'm really cool with that. I'm really cool with burning any flag as a protest. I think that is under freedom of speech and terrific, but burning an embassy is a whole different thing. And you agree with me on that, right?
You're right. That's totally against, you know, modern-day principles of how you deal with conflict. However, I think that's really a dilemma that the Muslim world is in. We are indeed stuck in a place where the rest of the religions were you know, 300 or 400 years ago, where something like that would be blasphemy.
To try 1100, yeah.
Violence. A major part of the Muslim religion is this fight against, you know, allowing the change and the dilution of the religion that other religions have been doing.
But why would you allow that change? If it is the word of God, if Muhammad is the prophet from Allah, then how can that change with the times? I mean, how is that theologically sensible?
That's the catch-22 there. It's like, if that's the word of God, then they don't want to allow the change. And then, on the other hand, in modern times, we have modern thinking that's quite different from, you know, 1,000 years ago and whatnot.
Right, but the modern thinking, if the word of Allah is true, if there are no God, if there is no God other than Allah, and if Muhammad was the prophet, and if all that is true, once you take that as a given, why should modern times have any effect on the truth whatsoever? And being a Muslim American, do you believe that, I mean, how hardcore are you? Do you believe they can draw pictures of people? Do you watch The Simpsons?
I watch The Simpsons. I'm a very liberal Muslim in that sense. I'm starting to learn about a lot of different religions now. I'm a grad school student. I'm starting to learn about a lot of different religions, and I'm moving more towards that all religions have their very big holes in them, and all religions also have their good things about them, and I'm going to choose the best way that I know how to practice, which is Islam, to worship the higher being.
Let me just put in, if you're really studying all religions, let me put in a big push for atheism. A big push for taking there is no God other than Allah and just cutting off the end of it. As you're exploring all those, look at some of the wonderful wonderful atheists we had, especially at the end of the 19th century. Please read some Ingersoll and some Mark Twain. And there have been some pretty groovy cats doing some pretty wonderful humanitarian stuff in the name of atheism. So put that in the hopper. What's that?
I'm a huge fan of Mark Twain. He's probably written some of the best quotes I've ever read in my life. Him and Winston Churchill, actually.
So put him in the hopper there. Were you born Muslim, or did you convert?
I was born Muslim. My family's becoming increasingly religious as they're getting older, and as I'm becoming more educated. I came over here very young. My parents were immigrants. As I'm becoming more educated in terms of, you know, school-wise, I find myself coming further and further away from religion, as I guess happens to a lot of people who start to learn about a lot of worldly matters.
Yep, it does.
So I'm 22 years old. I'm on the fence right now about where I want to go in terms of religion on the whole. And I'm seeing where I want to really go with it. I'm not sure. In the next 2 years, we're going to see what happens. I'm very disturbed because I see the beginnings of something to the nature of a next crusade here, and
it's looking like a holy war.
But
it's going to be pretty bad because the comic. I mean, I was listening to you guys on Friday, and I got kind of upset because I felt like you guys were, you know, defending the comic, and in a sense, you have the right to absolutely.
Yeah, we just think they have a right to write what they want. So.
There becomes a point where you have the difference between free speech and incitement, and you have to watch out and be careful.
But in this case, I don't think you can call that inciting. That is not yelling fire falsely in the theater. That really is an opinion. And I hate to cut people off, but I'm going to have to, boss, because we have to go to a break now. But thank you so much for calling.
That's so
good for me, because I get crazy, and then talking to a guy like that's sensible.
Okay, there is some sanity
stuff,
out there.
I feel a lot better. We'll be back after this. Hopefully everybody will be feeling a lot better. Right back for this. It's Penn Time. That's Michael Godot sitting across from me, and who am I, Michael?
You're Mr. Penn Jillette.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm W. Wrong Wrongenstein.
H. Wrongy Wrongenstein.
I'm H. Wrongy Wrongenstein. I could not be more wrong if my name were H. Wrongy Wrongenstein. Dead wrong. We found
FCC.
Out during the break on the FCC when our good friend Equan said that he believed off the top of his head that NBC was fined in excess cost of $2 million is the words he used for Sinead O'Connor ripping up a picture of the Pope. And I told him, you're dead wrong, man. You are just so wrong. I said hundreds of thousands of dollars is the biggest fine. I came in real strong, came back. H. Wrongy Wrongenstein.
Equan
wins hands down. Read out the truth there, Michael Goudeau.
Okay, the FCC had never before fined the network for content aired on Saturday Live. Fined them $2.5 million.
Is that over $2 million, Michael Goudeau?
That is over $2
million. And what did I say?
You said a few hundred thousand. And so perhaps by a factor of 10, you were wrong.
way wrong. So Equan calls up and once again shows the people listening to this show are smarter than the hosts, which has it in
common with every single show
that's broadcast anywhere in the United States of America. You know, that's something that drives me nuts. You know, you go to Hollywood,
right?
You know, and you're pitching a show, and they'll always say, oh, this is fine for us, Penn, but what about those a-holes that live in the Midwest? And I'll always go, oh, you mean people that can, you know, program and machine code and fix cars and perform surgery. They're the losers. And we in this room who can do nothing.
Barely type.
Barely type. So, yes, and we keep that in mind all the time that y'all listening to us are smarter than we are. And thank you, Equan. And the other thing that Jack pointed out that I said that was actually true is we haven't seen any Muslim Americans rioting. So maybe the American trumps the Muslim in that hyphenate. And that's good. And that's really good. But I will also say that I'm totally against that fine from the FCC to NBC. I don't want to give anybody the impression. I am all for the cartoon of Muhammad. I'm also all for what he described, Jesus Christ with his pants down, little boy kneeling in front of him. I'm all for that cartoon, you know.
Popular speech. You don't need a law to protect recipes.
Yeah.
You just don't.
No. It only and unpopular speech. We are no stranger to. It's what I talked about. We had that letter about Michael Moore.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
That somebody wrote in and said that they liked the fact that I was not fond of Fahrenheit 9/11, but I wasn't right wing. And the truth is, I believe I'm more against the war than Michael Moore is, and I was more against Bush than Michael Moore was, and I disagreed with every frame of that movie and really did not like it at all, but every time I went by the theater and saw that on the marquee, saw an really strongly anti-administration movie playing in theaters proudly.
During an election.
Brought a tear to my eye. It's the greatest thing in the world. Yeah. Let's take another phone call. What do we got? We got Jay on line 13. All right. Jay, you there, man?
I think we do.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
What's up, boss?
Hey, what's up? I just wanted to say I agreed totally what you were saying the other day, but, like, see how myself, I'm Jewish, and, like...
Don't blame yourself, man.
Yeah, I don't go around, like, bombing Wendy's for having junior bacon cheeseburgers and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. But do you think that... how much do you want to respect religions? I mean, do you think that just because religion's been around a few thousand years that people who aren't of that religion should respect it? I mean, what about the thing he said about a picture of Abraham with a knife up to a Palestinian boy's throat? Would you want that cartoon to come out?
Well, as I'm getting older, I'm thinking religion's a whole bunch of bullcrap. it's got like good values and everything, but it really wouldn't offend me because what's more important to me is freedom of speech.
Uh-huh. So freedom of speech is more important to you than your faith.
Yeah, because everybody has an opinion and should be able to voice that opinion without getting their embassy bombed.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Jay. Bobcorn Revere is on line 2.
Yeah, I don't think we can. No, we can't get him. He's on our house line.
Oh, I see. So we can't...
Give him the other phone number.
Can we put him on?
Tell him the other number.
We can't put him on? Bob, call
866-313-FREE.
866-313-FREE. That's 3733.
Trying to get in a little early, apparently.
Yeah, well, you're going to call me on Thursday, bro.
Got a whole show Thursday, man. What's the deal? He's just going to call today and jump in.
Let's take Ron on line 5. He's got something to say about circumcision.
Yeah.
Get me off this Muslim thing. You there? You there, Ron? Hey, boss, you there?
Well, we
hey, Ron.
Hey, Ron.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Fell asleep.
Real good. Hey, you should know that today they are circulating a bill to lawmakers looking for sponsors for this bill to end circumcision, to make it illegal to circumcise boys the way it is for girls.
Where is this being passed? Where are you talking about?
I think he just said they're looking for a sponsor, which is a long way to go. Who's looking for the sponsor? Are you part of this, Ron?
I'm not really part of it. I'm aware of it. There's a website called mgmbill.org where you can read the text of the bill. They're submitting it, you know, as a federal bill and also to every state.
Uh-huh.
And if they find sponsors, you know, something can happen with this. In my opinion, girls are already protected, and by the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, boys are too, but that's not how it's being interpreted.
Boy, there's a good argument for that. But I tell you, it's going to be kicking a dachshund uphill to get that in, because when you've got the three, what I call the Mediterranean death cults, after Science Fiction Writer called them, but your three big religions in the U.S., you know, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all in favor of circumcision, that's going to be a really tough battle. And, you know, we're having a son in June, if all goes well, and we will not have him circumcised. So you're certainly preaching to the converted here, to use a cliche that's very odd to use on me. Anything
but
else there, Ron?
If people want help, they can go to that website, and it'll help them locate their legislators to make a phone call or write a letter.
Thanks so much, Ron.
MGMBill.org.
MGM? Why is it MGM?
I have no idea.
I guess you'll find out more.
We call on members of Congress to pass the MGM bill into law without delay so that boys may enjoy the same protection from circumcision as girls.
Mm-hmm. Well, but they're just calling on members of Congress, right? I mean, they're not. There is no member of Congress behind this.
Well,
it'll be a former member of Congress if someone's behind that. That's for certain. What do we got? I want to reread this. There's some archaeology news. I didn't do the archaeology.
No.
This is pretty exciting. There's cave drawings believed to be 12,000 years older. Now, by 12,000 years older, that's more older. That's twice the length older than the hardcore
ones.
Christians believe the entire Earth exists.
Yeah, so there are paintings from
cave drawings,
pre-Earth paintings.
Cave drawings believed to be 12,000 years older than those at Lascaux. Is that how it's pronounced? Lascaux. How's that pronounced?
Lascaux.
Doesn't Louisiana know something about that?
Lascaux.
They've been discovered in western France. Now, how do they tell it's 12,000 years older? Well, they base their evaluation on a small section depicting a mastodon, three boar-like animals, and Cher.
Really, a painting of Cher?
Yeah, from
15,000 years old.
BC. Not 15,000, much older than that, right?
Like, yeah, I guess.
24,000 BC.
Hey.
Cher was around. That was about the time of Half-Breed, I believe.
Yes, exactly. We did get Bob Kornrevere. He's on line five. Why don't we talk to Bob?
Hey, Bob, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
You're so excited about Thursday.
Nate O'Connor.
Uh-huh. Well, lay it on us. Tell us what happened.
There's no fine that I'm aware of.
Uh-oh.
You apologize
too quickly. We blabbed out that there was one.
I've seen some stuff on the web claiming this fine.
Uh-huh.
But it certainly could not have happened under the indecency rules. Even if the indecency rules applied to it, they end at 10 p.m.
Wow.
And so,
right. So where is this $2.5 million thing coming from?
Well, I'm checking the web. I've seen a couple of websites that have it. I'm checking Wikipedia now.
Okay.
But this happened at a time when I was at the FCC.
It was you, you rat bastard.
You're wondering where your portion of that money is, aren't you? Come on, $2.5 million.
I would have remembered it.
You'd think. $2.5 million seems like a pretty big win.
So
the
you say the fine was none whatsoever?
I don't even remember a proceeding on it.
Okay, so you think that...
I think we should check Snopes.
Okay.
So the FCC's attorney does not believe they actually did it. You know, I don't think we need to check Snopes, do we, on this?
I mean...
Well, I remember, all the controversy at the time because she ripped up the picture of the Pope, but I don't remember it resulting in an FCC proceeding.
Are we almost guaranteed that the guy who wrote the Wikipedia thing is less qualified than you? And wouldn't Snopes go to you to check it out?
Well, they haven't yet, but I see something here on Wikipedia, but I don't see a reference to the Sinead O'Connor thing.
Uh-huh. Well, that's amazing. So it was a really nice apology, though, wasn't it?
It was a great apology.
It seemed so
really
sincere.
Really
heartfelt, sincere, just dead wrong.
Yeah.
Well, at least we know that Iquan didn't make it up himself.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it sounds somewhere. Like, you know, an urban legend gone wild.
Yeah, 2.5 million seems wrong. Well, okay, Bob, keep looking there. Godot's looking too. We're going to go into a break. We'll come back, and maybe we'll have the real information on this. This is Ben Gillette, Las Vegas, Nevada. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Taylor.
Thank you, Jonesy. That's Mike Jones playing the piano, writing that song as we come in. Boy, it's been an exciting day today. Great reversals. Very exciting. It's like a sporting event here. First, Iquan comes on and says that there's a $2.5 million fine for Sinead O'Connor ripping up the picture of the Pope, and that's part of his argument for how all religions get upset. And then I give him a dressing down and tell him there's no such fine. I come back after a break and apologize, very contrite.
From the bottom of your heart.
From the bottom of my heart, because my wife found a webpage that said there was a $2.5 million fine. And then Bob Korn-Revere, who was working
at
the FCC at the time, said there was no fine whatsoever. And we've all been scrambling. During the whole break, I was typing my little fingers off. And I can find several places that repeat the $2.5 million fine, but it's not on Snopes, it's not anywhere, but I think that we have to go with Bob Korn-Revere. I mean, who would be more qualified than someone who was at the FCC at the time and whose life is dedicated to freedom of speech and the FCC? I mean, that's all Bob does, right?
All Bob does.
He doesn't go fishing, does he?
They don't ask you what happened on the radio show on Friday, do they?
Exactly.
Did you get fined by the FCC? You'd know.
Yeah,
you'd think you'd know.
Yeah, sure.
You'd think.
Yeah. So there it is, and I think Bob's still working on it. So
he's still typing away. He may have more information on us soon.
Well, that's what a great guy Bob is. Even though he was there, he's trying to find a way to get in touch with himself to get the final
statement.
If only he could get Bob Korn-Revere on the phone. We want to talk about that barbecue. Got that letter about Shark. And then you said there's an article somewhere about tofu?
Yeah, this is not new. There was a study done in Hawaii a number of years ago on people who eat tofu, middle-aged tofu. Apparently, moderate tofu consumption causes cognitive problems.
Now, what is moderate tofu?
Twice a week.
Twice a week?
Okay. Twice a week or more.
So that's a pretty regular hippie diet.
It's a pretty regular hippie diet, and, you know, the person writing... I'm not saying the person writing about the shark is eating a lot of tofu, but... It could happen.
Is that study anything? Is there any sort of reality to it?
It's a little bit of data mining. I suspect it's not really terribly valid, but I always like it. I would obviously throw it away if it was against something I believed in. It's not good enough to change my mind on this.
Okay, it's not good enough for that. But it is funny that someone brought that up.
It is.
How'd they discover this? What was the tofu test?
Oh, you know what? They were just checking a Japanese diet for people who had moved to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
They expected that it protected them from other diseases and other problems later in life because it seems so healthful.
Mm-hmm.
What they found out was that tofu is knocking them down. It actually has, apparently, according to this study, decreased their brain size, the equivalent of 3 years of schooling,
well,
or 4 years older.
We're getting into phrenology.
We are, yes.
When you say decrease their brain size?
It has decreased the size of their brain. They did autopsies on as many of these people as they could once they were dead, and found that the brain size of people who were eating moderate consumption of tofu were a little smaller.
There is other evidence for this besides the one Hawaiian study. There is PETA.
Well, there you go.
But PETA is a political organization run mostly by models. So that tells you almost everything you need to know.
They're
right?
Not eating anything, let alone tofu. Too many calories in tofu.
So that throws the whole thing out. Yeah, tofu is just little blobs of fat.
Jelly.
Right?
Jelly.
Jelly fat.
Bean jelly.
Bean jelly sure sounds good, doesn't it? We put it that
bean
way.
Bean jelly.
Mario, for those of you who've been following the big Penn Jillette show every day, Mario is going into the service, and we had a rather sweet pot for him, so to speak.
With donuts.
Your donuts. If he comes out, if he can get his going into the service ass out to Vegas, we'll let him come to a show.
Right.
We'll serve him all the donuts he can eat, right, Jack? He'll pick up a couple dozen. Don't be cheap. Okay? Three dozen, maybe, because I'm here.
Aren't we picking him up at the airport or paying for his taxi?
We'll pick
one
up
of the
airport.
Two.
Somebody will. They're pointing,
you're pointing
at
me.
Yeah, somebody,
I'll be picking up Mario at the airport.
Somebody will pick him up at the airport. And Jack and Casey, right, said that they'd give him $20 in gambling money, but he had to gamble it. Now, do you have any evidence?
Sorry, I'm joking, but I believe Mario's under 21.
So you can go overseas and have a gun and fight.
Yeah, you can go and fight for your country, but you can't gamble because that's dangerous.
Okay. Well, this is exactly like the, you know, you're old enough to kill but not for voting.
Yeah.
From Barry, who did?
Barry Bonds.
No.
The baseball player.
It was, who did Barry McGuire do the Eve of Destruction? You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. And they changed that. So you now vote at 18, and you can also kill at 18. But what about gambling? Why is gambling 21?
I don't know.
And is it also drinking 21, too?
Drinking 21 in most states, yeah.
Why don't they just decide people are an adult? How can you be a partial adult? Just decide it's okay. This is when you're functioning.
Well, we need the young people to go to the Army, but we don't need them to drink or, you know, or gamble. We don't really need them to gamble.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a complete pragmatic argument on
Absolutely.
This. Is that right?
That's what
Did
I
you
believe.
Watch any of the Super Bowl?
I watched a little bit of the Super Bowl.
I see, I don't watch sports.
Last few minutes, I guess.
Our household, the Gillette household,
right.
is so deeply in gender role reversal that we were writing yesterday with Teller. We were writing Bullshot, writing the episode on abstinence.
Yes, the fifth episode this season.
Yeah, the abstinence movement, which is a nut movement. And, you know, we just wrote it. It was going to be kind of a fluff piece, you know, do a thing
sure.
on virginity. And it turns out to be when the researchers got a hold of it. Same as so often with this stuff.
The terriers that
girls.
They are, they shook it until funny and crazy stuff fell out.
Crazy fell out. Like $1 billion of government money telling teenagers not to have sex. If you, I mean, you couldn't, I mean, you'd be quicker just burning that money, just putting it in a Danish embassy and sending it to the Middle East to be lit on fire. Amazing.
Hey, you know what? Bob Kornrevere is back on line five. Maybe he has the real info
okay,
for us.
Okay, so okay, go ahead.
Maybe we can get Bob on again. You there, Bob, by any chance?
Yes, I am. Hello.
There he is.
Lay it on us, Daddy-O.
What's the truth? We want to know the truth.
My memory was confirmed by going to the database. There are no FCC decisions that even mentioned the name Sinead O'Connor.
Okay. How about any on are there any on Saturday Night Live? Did Saturday Night Live ever get in trouble with anybody?
Well, they once had a situation where Charles Rocket said the F word during a Weekend Update. But again, it was after 10 p.m. I think the only thing that happened was that he was fired.
Mm-hmm. And now
the only thing that happened was he was fired. You know, that's not so bad for you or I, but you know,
for Charlie Rocket, it wasn't a good thing.
I'm not saying that's the happy ending. Although,
oh man,
for that generation of cast at Saturday Night Live, perhaps it was. But
so Equan, you are wrong, and I hope you're as gracious as I was when I thought that I was wrong, because I want you to bring in a bigger authority than Bob Kornrevere. Let's see who they have called. Thanks a lot, Bob. So Bob has answered the question. He went to the database.
Yes, exactly.
Not some
he
website that you and I can get
FCC
to. He went to the FCC, went into the database, and did a search for Sinead O'Connor. She is not mentioned in the FCC.
I bet she's disappointed. I bet her manager gets on that.
Well, it only showed, right? It didn't rerun on the West Coast, right? It just showed on the East Coast?
Yeah, I don't remember seeing it when I was on the West
Coast. But the stills were all around. And I don't see... So the world worked the way we thought it should work.
Yes.
As a business, they were upset about it, but as a the government didn't get involved at all. So Mario is going to probably come out, you said, next week or something?
I think Mario's coming next week.
Very exciting. And then he'll have this thing happen where if during basic training, if it gets rough,
that's during what
basic
he wrote.
Training,
it might.
He'll think back on this.
You think basic training might get rough? Because I don't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
I think if anyone knew how rough basic training was going to get, I don't think they would ever enlist, would they?
I guess not.
I imagine that no matter how bad it looks in movies,
right.
You know, you're in a movie.
Right,
so you're
sure. It's only an hour and a half.
I could take that. I don't know. People that I know who have been through basic training. And that's just basic training.
Do they cry?
Then you
gotta
bet
you cry.
You think you cry?
I think you cry in basic training. That's how rough it is.
I would cry.
Well, I cry at everything, so it's not fair.
Well,
hey, they're getting a phone call.
What's happening here? Some craziness there. So the tofu thing, I just want to say clearly that the tofu thing, oh, my goodness. Is there anything you can do with that?
I'm working on it.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
There we go.
We have a special guest on our show. It's the woman that does those announcements.
We're actually doing a morning drive show now, which is one of our special effects. I don't know if I told you about it. I have a keyboard with the operator's voice on it.
Oh, that's very funny. Very, very funny stuff.
It was that of the cowbell.
So we were writing... We were writing the bullshot yesterday, and I finished and was all excited because I had one of the rare evenings off last night. So I ran downstairs to see my wife, and she was playing poker and watching the Super Bowl. She was online, full tilt poker, playing, you know, yells at me for giving a dozen donuts to Mario, you know, giving away. But she's playing poker for real money online and watching the Super Bowl, you know. And so I come in and go, honey, you think we could spend some time together? And she's like, I'm watching the Super Bowl. But it all turned out okay. But the punchline, how it turned out okay, was that I had to watch the last 4 minutes of the Super Bowl, which is the first time I've ever done that. It's the most football I've ever seen. And she was watching, and she was excited. She was screaming, you know, because she some of her family is from Pittsburgh.
Sure. So she was excited about the game.
She thought she was winning. And this is something I don't get. You know, Robbie Libin, a good friend of the show, works at the Penn & Teller show over at the Rio Theater, one of my oldest friends in the world. I've known him forever. Robbie Libin talks about the New York Yankees as us. You know, this is our team.
I'm with Robbie on this. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do that too.
I don't get that at all. When I was a kid, I didn't care at all about sports. But I thought that when they said the Boston Red Sox, that at least everybody in the Boston Red Sox was from Boston.
Right, okay.
And it really wasn't until I was in my 20s that I realized that they have nothing whatsoever to do with the city, right? Owner isn't from the city.
Nothing.
No. So, and she isn't from Pittsburgh.
They play the games there.
She's not from Pittsburgh. The Steelers aren't from Pittsburgh. You know, her mother's family is from Pittsburgh. And she's talking about, woohoo, we're winning, we're winning. I don't have that. That's my problem with team sports, you know. I cannot, I could not put my ego out to even five people, you know. I can barely do Penn and Teller. I can barely do a partnership. I can barely have you sitting here.
I know that.
I have trouble with, you know, patriotism and us and we and us and we and us and we. And, so this makes me crazy. I don't get it at all. So anybody that you label as being from Pittsburgh automatically is?
Yes.
And do they even have to move there after they get the gig?
I think you have to be there. I don't think you have to move there, but I think most of them do.
So you could commute.
I think most of them probably commute.
You could be an Hawaiian football player.
Yes.
And you could fly in.
Pittsburgh. Yes, that's true. You'd be there for a couple months a year, you know.
Okay. Now, who is the guy with the really long hair? That looks so cool out of the helmet. Now, I'm probably the only one that thinks
that. Now you're getting tough on me.
Do you know who that is?
No, I have no idea. I don't follow football.
Not at all. But you were at the Super Bowl party.
I was at the Super Bowl party.
And did you watch it at the Super Bowl party?
I watched a little bit of the Super Bowl party. And your guys' hair looked cool.
Yeah, and they also censored the Stones, right? Some ABC stations.
Talking to something we know.
They cut out two words. I do know, and I know those two words. I know those songs. Why aren't people writing thousands of letters saying, do not cut words out of Stone songs? Where's the other side writing? See, this is the reason we get punished. We don't write letters. When they start putting cartoons that are anti-religious, write in and say, right on. Say you're going to buy all the stuff they have to offer. And when they do something like don't show Sinead O'Connor or they don't have the Stones play the full songs, write in, complain, say you aren't going to buy anything. Penn Jillette tomorrow, Chris Angel. I'm going to jump on him like a puma.